This message is being broadcast by the Department of Defense of the Republic.
Your band is garbage, and we're here to tell you. Two pieces of shit guys lying in our bedrooms. We may be garbage, but we know better than you. Your band is garbage, and we all know that it's true.
Gentlemen, I believe you both know why I've called this emergency meeting of the Boomer Band Council. We've had quite a year here in 2020, but some things happened today that I believe we're going to need to discuss. Now, before we get into our discussion, because we do have the listeners here with us, I think it's important that we go ahead and introduce the guests that we have on the show today. It's our good friend Keelan Jameson. Previously did an episode with him, the Boomer Band episode. Definitely check that one out. Keelan, how you doing?
So you brought me back.
You
needed did. Me and you brought me
well,
back in.
Well.
So am I managing you guys yet?
And we'll get to that.
We have been in serious talks with Keelan. We're close to deal with
Keelan. We'll have our people talk to your people. You know, we'll get something figured out. There were a few terms that I think our lawyer needs to review before we really get into, you know, signing anything or making anything official.
Can you imagine having a lawyer for real? That would be crazy.
Well,
could you imagine having money?
No.
Well, I do take jewel pods in payment, as I've said before.
Yeah, we've talked about that previously. Well, actually, we just read that email on the last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got to that.
So hey, go ahead and write an email to the show at YBIGpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe you'll be on the episode afterwards. Maybe even the week after. That could happen. It has happened, actually.
Happening right now.
It's certainly within the realm of possibility.
That's right.
Anyway, we all know why we're here, but the listeners don't. Today, one of the premier boomer bands, in fact, the one that we used as kind of the prime example of Keelan, how did we describe it? It was the military worship. And
I'm also here, by the way. I'm also fucking here.
It's Jacob. It's fine, man.
Jacob, you got to talk on the entire last episode, and I didn't say more than like five words. Can you let me have some time
you
in the limelight?
You know what? If you want to hang out with Keelan, I'm chilling. I'm vibing.
Okay. So, military worship, like sponsored by Monster Energy Drink. That kind of like Red State vibes kind of band. Like
and I
overproduced, going through a filter band.
And having released an album called War Is the Answer, full of military worship stuff.
Is that fucking true?
That's not this record, but that was their second record.
Really?
We are here today to talk about Five Finger Death Punch's new music video for the song. Fuck, it's got such a stupid name too. Hold on, what is it? Oh, Living the Dream. and boy, is this one a treat, I'll tell you that much. Now this video has been getting a little bit of heat since it came out for some views that it carries that we're going to get into. It's honestly, we thought of a couple of different ways that we could do the episode, whether we were just going to kind of talk about it scene by scene or do more of like a reaction thing. And there's just so much to unpack here.
You told me there was going to be a lot to unpack and I really wasn't prepared for it. And you were right that like once we got into it, we were really pausing every 3 or 4 seconds. Like, hold on. It's just pausing to laugh.
And that was objectively funny, but oh yep. God, this is something else.
I wasn't prepared for how dense it was, full of stuff that sucks.
So we've already kind of gotten into a little bit about Five Finger Death Punch as a band. I really think we kind of just need to get into the video at this point. I have a lot of things that I want to talk about. I think the lyrics are funny in and of themselves. Jacob, I know you had the video muted for a good chunk of it, but it's really, like, with the lyrics, it's fucking something else. But so, listener, if you're listening to this, I do have a request to ask. Go ahead and open your browser, hopefully on a desktop computer. Please turn your ad blocker on so these motherfuckers don't get any money. Just go look up the video for Five Finger Death Punch's Living the Dream. Pause, you know, right after the, you can pause right now while I'm talking. Just pause. Yeah. Go watch that video, and then now they won't know to come back if they already paused.
That's true. If you already don't pause yet, but make sure you come. But yeah, true. Fuck, our numbers are dropping in real time.
Okay, so go ahead.
Lights going off in the studio.
Hold on.
Oh shit, they're all gone. Pulling levers and shit, hitting switches on the walls. Like, fuck.
Just opening the latch on the do not press unless an emergency button on the dash. The meme of the guy sweating to pushing the button. Yeah. So yeah, pause this, go watch the video. If you agree with anything in the video, actually don't come back. But if you had as much of a fun time watching this video as we clearly have, come back. You'll know at that point there is so much to unpack, and we're just going to go ahead and get right into it.
Do we need to? Do you want to? What do you want their sound effect to be between, like, them watching the video and then them coming back? Like, once you're past, it's just fart. We've been doing a lot of fart sound effects. Just once the fart is over, you must have watched the video. You want to do that?
We can do the fart song. I think the fart song's good.
All right, hit them with the fart song.
God, that last scene is so good. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So we really do have a lot to unpack here. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So the fucking thing opens with a nice little quote from I believe American author Ralph Waldo Emerson. Keelan, you're the smart one of the group. Is that correct?
Yep. I guess so. I guess I'm the smart
one. You own it, King. You've earned it.
I don't know, man. I feel like I've gotten dumber as time goes on. Like, I've just, like doo-doo brain.
That's fine. But so have we. So just kind of, you know, what is it they say? A rising tide raises all ships. But I'm sure the opposite is probably true. So
that's right.
So are you saying like you guys sink me? Is that what you're saying? You're just
we sink you. Excuse me, we're the ones who asked you to come onto the show. So
you needed me for this.
That's true. I can't imagine doing this without you, Keelan.
That's true. So the quote, and in essence, you know, anytime a video opens with a quote, you can kind of assume that that's going to be the thesis of that, or it's going to support the thesis of the video, and certainly this one I think does. The quote is, "Fiction reveals truth that reality obscures."
Yeah, okay, so like just for our listeners, like, we're going back to English high school English class real quick. Emerson is basically the father of the Transcendental movement that was very popular in the United States in the 1800s. The whole idea. I don't want to play anymore.
No, Robin, wake up! Dude, we're doing a podcast episode.
Sorry, teacher. Please continue.
Yeah, and. And it was basically sort of like the whole transcendental movement was like a reaction to the industrialization of like the modern world of the time, to where it's like instead of men like working in like the fields or doing anything of that sort, they were going to work in factories and so on. And it was sort of a reaction to that, into where like men should, instead of like being dependent upon society and like technology, that they should instead be more aware of nature. It was basically the gist of like transcendentalism. Mm. And then Ralph Waldo Emerson also wrote this essay talking about self-reliance. But the whole idea of self-reliance gets very like iffy, because like it kind of gets into like, oh, so just do it yourself and like don't like follow societal, you don't need society and all that stuff. But yeah,
kind of
like,
going back to the classic boomer mantra of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, but it's not that though. It really is kind of more like talking more about like being more one with nature. And I cannot ever think that Ralph Waldo Emerson would be like, yes, yeah, you know what we need? Militarized police. You know what I mean? Like, he would not be for right. that. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, not for yeah. that.
Also, yeah. I know the YouTube like views like counter has always been fucked up. I know it was bugged like years ago. This video apparently only has 264,000 views. I mean, I guess that's in a day. So 260. Yeah. This has been watched a ton. I'm excited to see this circulating around Facebook for the next couple weeks. I just wanted to kind of
like as a positive on the, like, like expecting some friends to be sharing this.
Well, you know, I don't really like that punk rock, but I really do think this video has a good message.
That's so funny. You think it's going to be? You think Five Finger Death Punch is next up, dude?
So anyway, the scene that happens right after this is just, again, this whole video is so fucking good. So right after this, you see a group of zombies kind of, you know, walking around doing the zombie thing, you know, typical zombie shit. Except they have figured out how to push shopping carts. I don't think that's something that traditional zombies know how to do. And the shopping carts are filled with just loose rolls of toilet paper that are just like flapping in the wind, and like one of them like falls off the cart and like, you know, rolls away,
like overflowing with loose toilet paper, like falling all over the place.
I don't understand that at all.
I think it was stuck to the bottom of some guy's shoe, like which I guess is just a bathroom joke at the beginning of the video.
Yeah, it's a poop joke. They like they like toilet. Yeah, they
nasty,
you know,
just disgusting, and it's immature. I didn't quite understand the toilet paper zombie connection, because I get that the toilet paper was a reference to everybody, you know, buying toilet paper at the beginning of quarantine. But like they, you know, we'll get into it, but they represent mask wearing people in a different way. So is the zombies just also that? That's just you know what I mean? More of a direct.
I think the zombies are supposed to be like a depiction of the sheeple, I think.
Right, but they do that throughout the entire rest of the video in a different way. So is this just is it the same idea? They're just doing it in a slightly different way for the only the because correct me if I'm wrong. The zombies don't come back, right? Do we see zombies again?
We like, do at the very end, and I have some questions okay. about that as well.
I know that they're like the sheeple or whatever, but they also represent the sheeple in the video in other ways that we'll get into. But
but there's the twist at the end where those sheeple do something a little bit different. I guess kind of closing on the zombie thing, like for me, like I don't know, I just after the pandemic and everything that's happened, just like the whole idea of like zombie apocalypse fiction just leaves a really poor taste in my mouth. Like
Yeah.
You know, the pandemic that kills the world isn't going to be one that, like, brings people back from the dead. It's like, you know, everybody's grandma dies. You know, it's like, I don't know. The, like, zombie stuff really doesn't hit for me anymore because of that. Yeah, I don't know.
Especially, like, zombies, like, in the last few years have gotten so, they're called, like, just infected now sometimes. Instead of being, like, dead people, now they're just, like, they have a disease, which is, like, just even more of a direct... I don't know, it's fucking weird. It sucks.
I think the real zombies are the ones that watch the mainstream media, the MSNBCs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. CNN.
MSABC, CNN. Yeah.
I call it MSDNC, personally.
CNN.
Oh!
Kind of as a slam.
Oh! C-SPAN.
You guys don't know this, but I actually did the double fist pump as soon as I heard that song start, and I just started fucking going. Oh, God. All right. So right after the zombies exit the scene, we get... Jacob, how did you describe them?
So the two Captain America guys?
Yeah. So they have Captain America and Superman... just doing cocaine and getting trashed. No,
one of them's in a Superman shirt.
One of them's wearing Superman. He's got cape.
Oh, okay, you know? I guess it's just they just look really. The colors are the same, so I guess it's not particularly well done. But
they're both wearing the red, white, and blue.
I took a bit of an issue with this scene. I took a bit of an issue with all the scenes, but the line specifically where they're because they kind of start that verse with being like. Hey, Captain America, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Superman, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I think maybe Hey, America, blah, blah, blah.
I actually do have those lyrics pulled up. Give me... Okay. Oh, I don't. Hold on. I'm not professional.
Fool.
What's the fucking song called? Oh, Living the Dream. It's in my recently searched.
I wrote the line down. It's Hey, Mighty Superman, which I took specific issue with because no one has ever called them... Like, no one's ever called them Mighty Superman, so... That just feels like adding extra words to get the syllables there.
That's songwriting, buddy. You just, you know, I know we haven't gotten quite to the vocals part of the songs that we're working on together.
Don't fucking say that on the podcast.
The untitled secret YBIG project.
No, don't. That's
so.
Hey, Jacob, edit this out.
I write. Hey. I write fucking bangers on the guitar.
That's true. You do write very good. So, I can't even lie about that.
So the exact line is, Captain America, are you off to fight the bad guys? Hey, Mighty Superman, can you save us from ourselves? Hey, Mr. Universe,
extra syllables.
Can you lift us up above this? Because I'm just Iron Man. I'm a ghost within a shell. And they actually do. They do the little like vocoder Iron Man. It's like, cause I'm just Iron Man.
So I didn't even catch that. Is that seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
Holy shit! God.
So they're drinking and they're snorting and they're, you know, hanging out in the bar, getting drunk, and
they look like Mickey Rourke. Superman looks like Mickey Rourke. That mugshot photo of him specifically. Mickey Rourke, and then the other guy looks like the Too Many Cooks guy, and I would love to know if it's the same actor, because if it is, I love him, and I want to see what else he's in.
You in the future, check out the IMDb page for this video, because there's not one yet. It just came out today. This is hot off the press.
On the way home and asked Keelan to get the IMDb page pulled up, I was like, it came out today. It's a five-figure Death Punch music video. You think they have an IMDb page yet? I'm fucking crying.
But they have all their other music videos on there, just not this one yet.
Do they really have those?
Yeah, they do. They're like, oh, holy shit. Video shorts, they're titled.
I'm going to put five-figure Death Punch video music video director on my fucking resume. Yeah. Applying to places
probably gets you some good jobs depending on which way the manager leans. Oh, Five Finger, I saw them at Rock on the Range last year.
I thought you meant politically.
Well, that too.
Also, at the very end, the very last shot of that scene. It was so funny when that specific shot was a pause point of ours when we were watching it.
Jacob is just like the loudest like belly laugh into like high pitched squealing laugh, like out of breath. You could hear him getting further and further away from the microphone as he's laughing, as the screen is just paused on Iron Man, like foaming at the mouth, and then it pans to his hand and he's eating Tide Pods.
Oh fuck. Oh my fucking god.
Which, by the way, is it 2018 again? Like, what the hell is that?
I mean, like, the music video was written and made recent enough for there to be, like, you know, current political issues in it. You make a fucking Tide Pods joke?
Well, all these freaking millenniums out there just eating their Tide Pods and snorting their Xanax, you know?
Yeah, freaking watching videos on Tic Tac. Nasty.
Yep. Mm-hmm. God, that fucking, just the close up on the Tide Pod. And there's like a whole slew of Tide, like he was going to eat more than one. There's just like a pile of them in front. Oh my God. So after that, they introduced kind of the main antagonist of the video, who I you guys aren't as on board with this as I am.
Yeah,
I think she looks dead on Ivanka. Like, that's actually why I asked you to pull up the IMDb page. I'm like, did they get fucking Ivanka to do like a propaganda music video for like this boomer ass band? Like,
it's supposed to be Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
I think it's supposed to be Nancy Pelosi.
It is supposed to be Nancy 100%. Pelosi.
100%. Which, by the way, when we get more into this, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking mess. But this sort of Nancy Pelosi surrogate is walking down a line of very, very white, very Christian-looking people wearing, you know, polos tucked into their khakis with the belt. You know, you're...
The flannels buttoned all the way up, like, tucked into jeans.
Yep. The good Americans. Good down-home Christian Americans.
That's right.
And she's walking down the line and she's handing people masks, like the medical masks that we're all wearing.
I think that's the first time in the video where it becomes super apparent what's going on.
Yes.
Because up to that point, it could have been, you know,
it could have been like, why is everyone going to buy all this dang toilet paper? Like, what?
Yeah.
America's really lost its way.
And then immediately, like, no metaphors, anything. They're literally wearing masks.
Oh, and then they put the compliant.
Yep. So right. After everybody gets their mask, and they do like a whole like close up one guy, that he's like thinking about maybe not wearing the mask. He like stretches it out in front of him.
I would love to be able to figure out what, because I feel like he muttered something like in the not the song obviously, but I feel like in the video he was like, oh shoot, or something like that. And I would love to know what they told him to say while they were filming it, to like, while you're putting, hey man, while you're putting the mask on, if you could just be like, man, fuck this, as you're putting it on. That would be fantastic.
Dadgum thing's gonna stop my breathing.
I'm gonna get CO2 poisoning from this damn thing.
And, you know, in him, you know, trying not to get CO2 poisoning, he does take that big, deep, solemn breath right before he places the mask on his face.
The big, like, downshifted eyebrows where he's like, going in, I guess.
And then she pins a button onto him, roughly the size of the I voted button. Like it was kind of like reminiscent of the little I voted sticker to me. Like I don't know about you, just like that.
I didn't
like
even put that together.
That, like everybody gets their little sticker for doing their civic duty or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it says, correct me if it says compliant and. Mm-hmm. Does it not have
the sickle and hammer?
It has the hammer and the sickle on the fucking emblem.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good.
Which, by the way, I would love, like...
I would love to live in a communist society.
Well no, but it's like, what, like, these, you know, the sort of conservative-minded people have of what Nancy Pelosi is as, like, this, like, leftist extreme communist is hilarious to me. Just absolutely hilarious.
Just one of the most just fucking garbage corporate career gem. Politicians. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nepotism. Like, no, she's not on our side. Like, are you kidding me?
What I would not give for Nancy Pelosi to be handing out buttons with the hammer and sickle on them. But it's not going to happen.
All of the fucking, like, mailers that we're all getting right now that have, like, Joe Biden is being influenced by his radical left supporters, and it's got, like, AOC and Bernie, and then, like, Pelosi and Schumer are there, too. Like, they're supposed to be some kind of fucking, like, revolutionaries.
Yeah. Damn, we need a fourth person to put on the poster. It doesn't look right just face out with the three. Okay, who else can we put on there? Chuck Schumer, is he communist? I mean, not really, but...
Close enough. They won't
put him on there. He's a Dem. It's so fucking good.
So after adorning this precious young blonde-haired blue-eyed man with his compliance sticker, actually don't know if he had blonde hair. He was real white. He was like,
yeah, he's extremely white.
Like they literally put in the ad must be very white when they were looking for actors for this video.
Like the type where milk is too spicy for him. You know?
That's right, Keelan. Milk spicy.
spicy milk.
That's right.
So right after that, we go to the first scene where they introduce a pretty major symbol for the rest of the video, which is the new American flag, where all of the stars have been replaced by the hammer and sickle. Just really... really shoving that point just up your ass. Like,
yeah,
it's
absolutely
real hand fisted.
I think the first time you see that is on the back of his jacket, right? Like he's working.
Yeah. He's in like a work camp. Yeah.
Which, that's right. He's just shoveling rocks in a big pile.
I think it's interesting that these guys are against prison labor for the sake of this video, but not, Yeah. So
I would also love, I don't know if you noticed this or not, on the coat, it said People's Republic of America as the country rather than like just the United States of America. I couldn't figure out if it was specifically a jab at China or if it was like a statement on what our, like, you know, what our democracy has become.
Is it the People's Republic of China? Are we showing our whole ass? Isn't it Korea?
It's like a play on like a bunch of like socialist / quote unquote socialist communist countries. Like it's like the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It's like the People's Republic of Cuba, the People's Republic of China, like stuff like that. Or it's like the Communist Party's technically term is like the People's Communist Party or something like that.
And is the United States by definition not a republic?
Yeah, we are.
We are.
So anytime anyone says
we're a democracy, it's
Because the fucking line is every time you try to talk about democracy, they're like, well, it's technically a republic. So is that not like what's the point then? What are you saying? It's more accurate this way? Or is it a jab at? It's just a jab at socialism in general.
It's a jab at socialism, but I think it's also trying to say that we are currently living under a socialist regime. Like the whole thing is again like poking fun at Nancy Pelosi and like real capitalist politicians. Like fucking, I almost said politician. I need to stop watching that series.
Oh, fuck. We got to do a Poplitics full episode at some point. If they ever have a band on Poplitics, we're fucking locked and loaded.
Maybe we save that one for the Patreon.
Insane that you think we're ever going to have a fucking Patreon, but go off.
So after seeing the prison camp, the labor camp, whatever you want to call it, and this new flag for America, fucking Nancy Pelosi is walking down the street.
Yep.
And she's got some chains. Now, they don't initially show you what is attached to the end of the chains. And I know, Keelan, this probably really spoke to you specifically. But it was attached to her chains is Antifa, looking guys wearing, you know, like skull masks and all black, and they've got like,
yeah, they're, you know, like a mix of a leather gimp suit and Antifa
wear. Yeah, they're in like full gimp suit plus Antifa. It's fantastic. And Keelan,
it is fantastic.
Keelan, I think you had something to say on the gimp suit part of that. You really identified with those characters, is that right? So anyway, she's walking.
Are we doing an old relationship bit right now?
Robin.
My God.
Keelan, like, not being able to tell if he's supposed to be in on the joke or not.
I got, like, a bit that existed for a relationship that's now been null since June.
All right, so we cut this, right?
I don't know. What the fuck? You want me to cut
it?
That's
fine. Yeah, keep it.
We'll keep it in, whatever. So there, and
Keelan,
so
you, doesn't wear a gimp suit.
I think he just admitted that he did.
I do not wear a gimp
suit. So,
also the chains are like cartoon chains.
they're like huge chains.
They're Toontown big lynx looking ass chains. Like, I know that sometimes people walk their dogs with the leashes that are just chains. This is like if you drew it in a cartoon and drew six links between her and the person. Like, it's the biggest, dumbest fucking cartoon looking chain that I've ever seen in my life.
And that might explain why those fucking Antifa dogs are able to so easily get away from her. She can't That's get true. A grip around these giant links. So the Antifa dog, the lead one with the skull mask, he's walking around, you know, exaggeratedly, almost like you would in like a, like they do in the fucking Cats musical. It's like he's like walking like that.
I thought they were like walking on all fours like dogs.
They
were being walked.
They like how the people walk on all fours in Cats, I've only seen clips of it. Like,
I'm not interested. Not for me.
That also not for me. But so she's like, she's walking the dogs, and the lead one starts like sniffing. He gets something, and he whips his head around, and you get this nice little close up of what's this? Not the new American flag, but the old stars and stripes, perfectly displayed in the window of this this street cart. It's this you know, portly old gentleman with a little old style, you know, like diner cap or whatever, serving what else but ice cream, gumballs, and popcorn to all the kids and families walking through the town. And boy, did he love his country. And he's got the old school American flag, and this drives Nancy Pelosi insane. Absolutely bonkers. She loses her goddamn shit that this guy would have the audacity to display the American flag, the symbol of our country.
That's true. Doesn't she actually turn at it and like scream?
She does. She does like the exaggerated like move. Like, really, her face like twists from this like, I hate this video. The acting in it, as stupid as the things that they're doing is not bad. And like, she really does kind of give off that effect through most of the video of,
yeah, she's bringing it,
the snooty politician, the sure, you know, the Washington fucking, you know, aristocrat, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she just immediately turns into just like raving mad, screaming like angry person in the, yeah, middle of the street in front of these people trying to fucking enjoy their ice cream. And then the Antifa dogs start looting this small business. Real, again, just so on the nose. Just they like whip out baseball bats. They do a shot from inside where the big guy serving the ice cream like flinches. He's like, no, as they smash his windows in, start throwing the popcorn in the streets.
Oh, fuck.
God.
I would also, and I don't, we didn't point this out, I think it happened slightly earlier in that scene, but when she's walking the dogs or whatever,
mm-hmm,
she also throughout the video is never wearing a mask. She's never wearing it because she's got the big button that says exempt on.
Yeah.
She's walking around and you get the nice zoom in close up of the button that says exempt. And I, again, seems like probably just a shot, but it, it is a button that is red and yellow.
I think that was like a direct shot at, like, remember when like those videos came out of like Nancy Pelosi at a salon or some not wearing a mask or whatever, and like it was like a shot at that, and it's like, okay, well, here's your one good take of the whole video. Your one good take.
We're attacking this video, but like that in particular, like we agree that, you know, the Washington politician is a genuine hypocrite, and that like it's like it's this problem that the right has so often, which is just like identifying the problem and just finding just the least possible cause and attributing that
to like easy, the lowest common denominator, easiest zero thought outcome to everything.
Yeah. Again, if you agreed with this video, we did ask you to leave, so you can't be mad at us for saying all the things that we're saying.
No. You can agree. If you agree with this one part, you're good. Don't worry. You're fine.
We're okay with making fun of Nancy Pelosi, and that that little compliant button was a nice little dig. Good, you know.
Exempt.
They say the right can't meme, but damn,
you can't tell me. Are you done? Don't give the right credit for being funny, because they're fucking not.
You can't tell me that you haven't laughed at any Sleepy Joe videos on Trump's Twitter feed.
They're pretty good.
They're good. It's good content. It sucks that it's for the other guy.
The man can post. I'll give him that. The man can post.
The man, he's a poster at heart.
He's
really
the greatest
is.
Poster of all time, and I hate to admit that.
So while Antifa is looting the small business, these bystanders, you know, again, the guys, I think it's the same guy with the polo from earlier in the video who had real trouble putting that mask on. He sees the trouble that the mask can cause, and he stands up from his little ice cream date with his girlfriend or wife or whatever the fuck. If it's girlfriend, you know they're not sleeping together, because he's got his polo tucked into his khakis. Yep.
When they're not married as well, so
exactly right. So he stands up in defiance, seeing Nancy Pelosi and her Antifa dogs just looting the country, and he, you know what, he takes that dang mask off in the most dramatic way fully, again, like when he stretched it out, and he like pulls it off of his ear and just stretches it, and like turns his, he's like,
yeah,
taking his first good breath since the quarantine. Like,
yeah. I also don't know. I mean, did they ever make it clear plot wise in the video, other than being just a metaphor for our current political climate? Like, did they ever make it clear why them being pissed off the American flag for some reason causes everybody to take the masks off? Like, how do I don't know how it's, they correlate
not
other than
anymore. They're Americans now.
Yeah,
they don't need no mask.
And right after this, it does pan to I think it's supposed to be that like the good people woke up to the bad things that were going on, because they show like the news. It's like this breaking. It's really corny looking like breaking news shot.
Yeah.
Of this guy at a desk, and it says
the Great Awakening.
The Great Awakening. I wrote that down.
The Great Awakening is scrolling at the bottom, and then on the like behind him is a map of America, and it's a bunch of cities. Like, it's just a map of America, and then there's a bunch of like little flame gifs over.
Yeah.
Like what I'm assuming. Like, I didn't get a chance to see what cities they are, but I guarantee they put like Chicago and fucking.
Okay,
I thought it was gonna be a wildfire, and it wasn't.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now, and it's honest to God, it's just randomly placed. Like, there's like one in like Alabama. There's like one in like Indiana, Illinois, like Nebraska. Like, what the fuck's going on in Nebraska? In the Dakotas. Like, it's literally just randomly placed. There's no rhyme or reason to it. No rhyme or reason.
I would say that, you know, in spite of it being very bad, obviously, the video itself, the music video, is, like, competently made. Like, it's shot fine. And, like, you know, the zombies, like, look nasty. And, like, it's, you know, it's better than anything I could make. But for some reason, the shot of the guy at the news desk sucks so bad. Like, it looks worse than if I was to just Photoshop something. So I don't understand how they totally dropped the ball on that shot specifically. But it looks like absolute shit.
Yeah, I don't know how they probably blew all their budget on those GIMP suits. This was the last thing they shot, and they did it with like $2.
Do you think they can't just rent those? Or I guess maybe you shouldn't rent a GIMP suit.
Yeah, I guess that's probably fair. I think they probably have a no return policy.
Bringing it back 3 days later, covered in cum, being like, I didn't like it.
So I don't know if the Great Awakening is referring to specifically the mask removal or what happens next, which is we see all of the characters, sans Nancy Pelosi, and like in a field. So like they've been in a city the whole time, and then they're in the middle of an open field, like charging at the zombies, like and holding American flags, and they have like a nice little close up of like they're getting shot. They're running
like
at the zombies,
looking guys,
and they're getting shot at.
They're running at the zombies and getting shot at. Who the fuck is shooting at them?
Yeah, I don't know who's like, shooting at them.
Like, we've watched this video like three times now. I still don't know who's shooting. I don't. Yeah. Also, just real quick, I just needed to pause real quick. So I just keep thinking of that term, the Great Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a historical term referring to like the 1700s, like English colonies, when like religion was growing stale. So it became like the sort of like Christian like nationalism, or where basically they're like, no, we gotta be Christian again, and like all this stuff. So I don't know if there's any reference to that is what they're trying to do, or if they were just doing like Great Awakening.
No, I agree. I actually wrote that same thing down as well. Actually, I have the Wikipedia thing, the snippet. The Great Awakening refers to a number of periods of religious revival in American Christian history. Historians and theologians identify three or sometimes four waves of increased religious enthusiasm between the early 18th century and late 20th. So basically, like whether it was intentional or not, it's so obvious when you Google just that phrase that I have a really hard time believing that it wasn't intentional, but it's just, you know, it's a historical point in time where it was a specific, like, return to faith as a part of your personal belief system that was, like, going on in the country. So it's, like, it's weird how it's never, like, in the video, in the plot, or, like, in the metaphors they make, it's never, like, outwardly religious necessarily.
Maybe America is the religion.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's specifically a Christian thing, because it is, you know, the Great Awakening itself is a specifically Christian thing.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they're just referring to, like, you know, making some – I don't know if they're just drawing some comparison to, like, the Great Awakening versus everybody realizing that, like, you know, whatever the fuck. I'm not explaining right-wing beliefs, but, like, I couldn't tell if it was a direct – result. It seems like such a specific phrase that I have a hard time believing that that was not intentional.
This has been very enlightening. Thank you.
Okay, so zombies are shooting, apparently.
So zombies are shooting at the troop and at cop. Yeah, they do a nice little shot where, like, one of, I don't know if it's the guy from the very beginning, but some guy just gets fucking pegged with a bullet. And just like collapses to the ground and drops his. And they're not coming to this fight with any weapons. They're literally just running at zombies with American flags.
Yeah, they're running with full size American flags, right? Like, not as weapons, but just holding them.
Yeah,
and the band is leading the charge. Don't forget that.
Oh, is that who that
I
is?
I didn't know that.
Those
yeah,
like
the beginning. Yeah.
You're right. And I'm ashamed to admit this, but I have seen Five Finger Death Punch live several times. That is absolutely the band.
Yeah,
I don't I didn't even know that. They don't get shot.
Don't worry. They don't get shot.
It's the guys right behind the band that get shot with bullets and die.
It's the giant buff troop looking guys that get shot as they're running behind the band.
Yeah. And a female cop.
Yeah, so,
I'll be honest. The last half of the video, I kind of tune out. I don't watch it past the Nancy Pelosi scene.
Yeah, like some guy gets shot and drops his flag, and they do a nice little like, you know, the whole thing is shot like an action movie. It's quick cuts back and forth, but they spend a little bit of time lingering on this female cop picking up the flag and continuing the charge. And they show this you know, real buff, hot army looking guy like carrying the flag, and then he gets fucking shot. Like, he gets like murked at the end. Like,
yeah, but the yeah, shot sure wakes him up.
Yep.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh,
that's,
my
yeah,
God.
That's what it is. Yeah, it wakes him up.
Wakes him
it's
up.
Like when you die in your dream, you wake up.
And we're back.
A bad daydream, Sarah.
And we're now in 1787, baby.
Yeah. So we are signing. Is this the Declaration?
This is the Constitution.
Motherfucker, it says we the people at the top. It's the Constitution.
I thought we the people. Oh, in order to something more perfect, union, justice, domestic.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Okay. So yeah, it's motherfucker sitting there signing the Constitution. They do like a nice little. He wakes up from this horrible vision that he's had of the future of America, and this guy hands him a pen and he says, a bad daydream, sire. like really, first of all, that motherfucker was not daydreaming. You do not violently like from a fucking daydream. And also, he's sitting at the only desk in this room with two just like posh looking dudes next to him. Like, there's no way that motherfucker fell asleep and they weren't like, are we in the middle of something?
Are we? We were fucking doing something, dude. Yeah. What the fuck?
We're establishing the government for the country for the rest of forever, I guess. So,
yeah, and it's perfect, exactly the way it is right now. Nobody should ever change it at all going forward.
That's right. So, motherfucker wakes up. He signs the Constitution, and then on screen pops up the words. The end, and then there's like a sound effect, and it crosses a little X through the end, like end. So it's just the.
Does it ever say specifically which founding father that was? Like, does it?
No.
Just vaguely a founding father.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out. Like, it's not James Madison, because James Madison is, like, you can see on the document, like, James Madison's, like, the last signature on there.
Oh, he's already on there? So you're narrowing it down by who hasn't signed yet?
Yeah, so, like, God, fucking nerd I am. Jesus Christ.
Also, did they sign the Constitution? Is that right?
Yeah, of course. Like,
all the main dudes, the main characters of the American Revolution signed the fucking thing?
Well, not Jefferson, but, like... For the most part, yeah.
That's because he was having a bad daydream, and he had to go be Antifa or something.
Well, Jefferson was in France, but yeah.
And the painting in the background, I'm curious if that painting had actually been made, because that's a pretty famous. That's when the British conceded. That's like the famous painting that's in everybody's fucking like history textbook. I bet that hadn't been fucking done by then. Just a little pointing out, just super meticulously, yeah, but you know that painting had come out 10 years later, so.
Yeah. You know what? I'm starting to think this might not be entirely accurate.
Oh god!
Oh,
so
shit.
So that's the fucking video. I thought it was totally worth it to just get through that, just to see the troop getting shot at the end. Personally,
that's your favorite part.
Jesus,
that's
my favorite part.
Well, I mean, I would say all of it sucks really bad. I would love to know. I would love to. I'd love to sit in a room with them and just talk to them about. Do you think they would come on the podcast to talk about it?
I don't think they would come on the podcast.
You think they would at least respond to an email?
As the new manager of YBIDD, I'll go ahead, send an email to them and be like, hey, we would like you on the podcast. Just don't listen to the Boomer Band episodes at all. Don't worry about it.
Sending an email to fivefingerdeathpunchband@gmail.com, seeing if they respond.
So there's a fucking there was an article that I found about this that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
But now I don't know if I can find it.
No, that's tough.
Oh, did you know that Five Finger Death Punch sells masks on their merch store?
No fucking way. What?
That is right.
They're double dipping? What?
Loudwire.com has a little article about the video. They're referring to it as a politically charged video, and they have a little disclaimer before they get into the thing that says, we will note that Five Finger Death Punch do sell masks on their merch store, and that they include an FAQ on proper masks to prevent the coronavirus.
What? So wait, do they believe this or not?
Your guess is as good as mine, dude.
I mean, I would imagine they believe it, right? We've talked at length about how they are the kind of people that believe this, and it seems like they genuinely do. So what's the point of that then?
You gotta get that money. You gotta get that revenue.
Gotta get that bread.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. That's super fucking bleak.
I had the article up, and now I'm like going through it. I don't have it in the history on my desktop, so I'm looking through the fucking history on my fucking,
on your phone or whatever. Yeah.
So I guess I just Googled 5FDP. Okay. So the article.
That's what a real fan would Google.
Shut up. I liked their first album before they got all fucking military or whatever. It was a decent metalcore album for, 2008 or whenever the fuck it came out. It was heavy. It hit. And then they decided that they were going to be Bad Company from the album Bad Company by the band Bad Company. So. Fucking shit. That's not the right one. I pulled up the wrong article from my history. We can cut this, right? This is
the episode. We don't have to.
Okay. So the article is called, it's on Billboard, or no, Louder. Sorry, the other article's on Billboard. Fuck! this is from loudersound.com. The article written by Paul Branigan, already sounds like an awful person. The title of the article is Wake Up Sheeple, Five Finger Death Punch Want to Save Us from Hell on Earth. The subtitle, In Troubled Times, New Heroes Emerge. Five Finger Death Punch are taking a stand with living the dream.
Holy shit. So you found like a conservative website.
I guess, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they talk about, 2020 being rough. He says it, quote, has been no picnic. And that our world is ablaze, often literally.
Just joking about wildfires?
Mm-hmm.
And also not believing in climate change?
He says, Five Finger Death Punch has woken up, blah, blah, blah. They're awake to the full horror of it all and creeping erosion of the noble principles of liberty and justice for all. Which just...
Ugh. That sucks.
And... I will say it's very much written like a dumb guy. Like the guy that you think would write for loudersound.com, that's what this sounds like. I'm not saying that I could write a fucking clickbait article every day that sounds like decent, but I don't know how some of these people get jobs.
I'm interested to figure out how they found a conservative metal fan that was able to form coherent sentences enough to be a writer.
And you know what? This does sound like it might be just the smartest that a guy like that could possibly be. So
that's true. You're at the apex. You're at the top of your fucking game right there.
And he fucking... Okay. Tell me if you recognize this quote. I think... I don't know if one of you will. Listener, keep your ears perked, because this one's a doozy. It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Who is that band?
I do recognize it, but I don't.
It's Rage.
It's Rage Against the Fucking Machine.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No. I'm not saying that about. No, I'm saying the audacity of in taking your conservative opinion and using a Rage Against the Machine quote to back it up. Like, we need to start the revolution, but only against the Democrats, I guess.
In the masks.
Yeah.
In January, I thought that at this point in the year, I would be at a Rage Against the Machine concert while, like, looking at Bernie Sanders' poll results on my phone. And this is where we fucking are. This is how this year has turned out.
So, he basically just continues to describe the video. He talks about the Captain America and Superman thing. He quotes the Captain America and Superman lines, and then he says, "What can it all mean?"
Pretending that there's any layer of mystery to it at all.
So he got guitarist from the band Zoltan Bathory to explain. These are direct quotes from Zoltan. "America is a beautiful idea that draws immigrants like myself from all over the world to the promised land of equality, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This idea is now under siege, and certain events are starting to remind me of the things many of us came here to escape. It's not a left against right problem, but an evolutionary problem. The growing pains of a civilization that without the necessary spiritual enlightenment arrived a bit early to a level of technology where everyone is connected. The good news is that now everyone has a voice. The bad news is that now everyone has a voice."
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Now, I will say, I have heard that quote before. I don't think that's not a direct quote for the article from them. That is the YouTube video description. That's copy and pasted the entire YouTube video description, because when I first found the video, I read that very first and was like, "Ah, we're gonna have to talk about this."
Jesus Christ! So I didn't even realize that was the
literally just the YouTube video description copied word for word.
Jesus, I thought he had an interview or something with him.
So we're living. Bad news is that everybody has a voice. So we are living in a manipulator's paradise, where liars and hypocrites run unscathed. Jesus, dude.
The news are just opinions, politics, and a blood sport.
Awful. Fucking awful. So bad.
And just, facts are determined by consensus instead of the truth.
We as artists, however, have a unique opportunity to portray and ridicule the absurd to prevent it from becoming reality.
Yeah. You know, the consensus of, like, scientists saying, yeah, you should wear a mask, that's not truth. We from Five Finger Death Punch know the truth. You don't and the need fact
that, that's right.
The fact that they're like, it's not left against right, it's such a fucking, like, both sides fucking art. Like, they really are trying, I think, 100%. To play both sides.
This is for sure, like, an argument from the right. It's for sure. 100%. 100%. Like, there's no hiding it. No hiding it.
I think in their direct quotes, they're definitely trying to not necessarily shy away from that, but keep it vague enough.
Yeah, I don't understand pretending like it's not. Yeah, it's not vague at all. Like, that's the problem.
The video isn't. I'm saying the quote.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
Blurring the lines. I also didn't realize they have the hashtag rules for thee, but not for me at the very bottom of the description.
Yeah. Getting really pissed off about the Nancy Pelosi thing and then writing and directing this entire thing for, like, this is all they've been doing since then, right? That's all they've been doing.
They dropped a record pretty early this year, I think. I'm not even going to plug the name. It's a stupid fucking name for a record.
Is this a new song or is this just a new video for a song that already existed?
So apparently this song's been out for a while.
Oh shit. Okay.
So let me see when the album. Yeah, the album dropped February 28th. So the lyrics themselves were written before that, but the video certainly not.
So I wonder how much of it was, I mean, like, they probably, if they released it in February, so all of the mask stuff, all of the exempt stuff, all of the political stuff, that's just added in afterwards, right? Because that's not in the, because that wouldn't be reflected in the song. Maybe their political leanings are, but not this, you know what I mean? This specific political time.
Honestly, the lyrics don't even feel that, like, necessarily, like, political. Like they don't mention the military or anything. They talk about this vague machine. They refer to, like, hey there, your majesty, is there anyone above you? Hey, Lady Amnesty, there's no one that can judge you. Like pointing out things that, like, I think we all agree are fucked up, you know?
It also just kind of sounds like maybe a standard shitty dad rock tropes in some of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of that.
Yeah. There's a lot of songs that are like this from all kinds of bands, even the ones that are, like, ironically super far right. It's just, it's so fucking bad.
It sucks. It sucks really bad. I'm excited to not think about it again after this for the rest of my life.
That is why I wanted to do the emergency episode tonight, so that we just never have to deal with this shit ever
again.
Let's
get it out and get it out, and we're done with it.
What's our opinion of the song?
I didn't like it. It's not for me.
I didn't like it either. It was not for me.
So I will say that
we could have just ended there and it would have all come together
as a former Five Finger Death Punch fan, this is probably the most tolerable song they've done in the last 10 years. I'll say that. I was going to look up the tab because it sounds like the guitar's in, like, drop G. Like, you know how, like, every album by every band, they, like, go down, like, a half step or a full step and just, like, basically write the same, like, riffs or the same sounding shit, but they just drop their music down. Like Slipknot, I think, well, I mean, they started pretty low, but, like, a lot of bands, like, metal bands will just, for the next record, they'll just tune everything down, like, a half step to, like, make it sound more different and just get, like, heavier and heavier. Mm-hmm. But, like, the riffs in this sound like the fucking Doom soundtrack. Like, it's, like, real deep, heavy, like, guitar or whatever.
It is really like it's like very like, and saying that it sounds like the Doom soundtrack is actually probably the most accurate thing that I think that you could have described it as. So basically you're saying you love the song and you're in love with it and you are happy that we are talking about it.
Didn't say that, but you know, I like kind of how we pointed out that, like, the music video is produced, like, the song itself, it's not an awful sounding song. It's basic, you know, again, like, dad metal, like, you know, guys in like ripped, like, American flag tank tops at Rock on the Range pounding, like, tall boy Bud Lights would listen to. Like, it's passable for that genre, and I, you know, unfortunately was a fan of that genre for a really long time. I still go back and listen to a lot of the same bands that I listened to in high school, not fucking Five Finger Death Punch, but, like, you know, that more like dad metal shit. It's tolerable, but God, that fucking video.
Yeah, it sucks really bad. It fucking sucks. It's awful.
Well, I think that's as good a place as any to
flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, not flush good. It down. Never talk about it again. For the record, I'm not going to listen to the song.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's, you know.
All right, well.
It was bearable.
And you love the song, so. Okay, well.
That's not. Okay.
Keelan, do you have any final things you'd like to end on?
No. Not particularly.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
All right, well. Thanks for hanging out. Robin loves a song. So
fuck you, dude. I can't believe you fucking do this. Every fucking time I say something, you go off. You fucking can't stop bringing it up. I can't fucking do this anymore, dude.
Hey everyone, it's Jacob here. It's just me here. Robin's not around. Robin actually, he got his penis stuck in his bedroom door, so it's stuck in there, and he's working on getting it out. It's just me here. I wanted to pop in and thank you for listening. I appreciate that, and I wanted to remind you that if you wanted to write into the show, if you wanted to get in touch with us, that's so easy to do. We love it, and we love to hear from you. If you'd like to write us an email, you can certainly do that. The email address for us is ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're pretty active over there. We're on Twitter at ybigpodcast. So that's always a fun time. Music for Your Band Is Garbage is courtesy of The Last Safe Place, Kevin McLeod, Jake Batwell, and Crazy Frog. So, bye-bye.